So this was our first stab at Mike's Skype thing. I'm going to just play a few segments to give an overall impression of what the show was like. At the beginning, of course, we had to figure out how Skype would work and how we were going to identify who was speaking and stuff. So first thing you're going to hear is a segment of us getting that set up.
This is a microphone, Frederick?
I'm guessing, Mike. I quit.
Well, you could call me Mike.
No, that'll just be confusing.
You can call me Pium because Mike is Mike, yeah.
Yeah. So you'll be PC,
there
I guess.
There you go. That sounds good.
PC, Cormod.
Hey, Frederick.
Hey, is that the Star of Bethlehem behind you?
No, it's just a star.
Oh. Well, that's a little disappointing, but that's okay. Good to see you.
It's good to see you.
All
right. Was that right?
That's
yeah.
Hey, how do we dump that person that made that horrible noise?
Which noise?
Never mind. It's gone now. I hear it again, though.
Oh, there we go.
But that's only for the lulls. I'm not expecting many.
Is that a thumb piano?
That's what some people call it.
I think we
lost. All right. That's what I call it.
We lost somebody already.
Uh-oh.
That's good. Eight's too many. I told you, four is enough.
I think it was the thumb piano, Frederick.
I think it's a thumb organ.
This call is being recorded.
Okay.
I have to say that legally.
Fredericks is going to wipe everybody out by the end of this.
Maybe 2 hours was too long. Maybe I should have said 10 minutes.
This is like that hands on a hard body.
Uh-huh.
You know, where we can see who can stay here the longest.
Who's PC?
That's me. That's what Fredericks just could say. Oh, this is going great already.
Yeah. I'm regretting giving friends.
Well, Mike, I can't be Mike W because you're Mike. So unless we, oh, there's another one.
Hold on, my phone's ringing.
Oh, I'll be right back. Let's see who it is.
Fredericks, my co-host, you want to jump in there?
Cut it out.
Mike,
I need to remind everybody you are being recorded.
Fredericks is now the enforcer, I guess.
One of our guests, Corey, asked Mike several incisive questions. I just picked a couple of them to give an example of the quality of questioning.
I have one more question, which you don't have to answer, but,
who
you know.
Who is this, by the way?
This is Corey.
Corey.
Hi.
Hi.
Mike, you know, there were so many celebrity guests in the studio, especially towards the end.
Uh-huh.
You know, I always liked just Tom and the callers and you.
Uh-huh.
I would think the show was firing on all cylinders.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, were there any celebrities that annoyed you? You don't have to answer that, but...
You better. That's what this is for. Yes, Veronica, it is being recorded for real. Go ahead.
No, I mean, you know, for the most part, I liked all the guests, you know, and...
Was the Hodgman beef, was that real?
No, that was all in fun, and that actually sort of...
And we did run into a few glitches as Mike tried to add people, and he would get distracted.
But where was I?
But he recovered quite admirably.
Oh, we were talking about the guests. No,
you were saying how Andrew W.K. was a real jerk.
Is that how he came across?
No.
I would say he was probably the oddest guest.
We lost you right when you were talking about the Hodgman on air.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that actually sort of developed the first time he was on. Like, in the earlier years, after the show, we would go to the diner across the street. And, you know, I used to actually eat there before every show for a long time when I was working in Hoboken. You know, I had time to kill. I mean, I'd stay at my job for a couple hours, but it was, you know, on my way home to the station. So I would get something to eat before the shows, and I'd stop at that really greasy diner right across the street. And sometimes we'd go to the diner after the shows with the guests. So we went over there one night and with John Hodgman, and I guess we got on the topic of cell phones. And, you know, I basically went into a little bit of my rant about how I wasn't a cell phone person and, you know, I didn't believe in them and all this stuff. And he did look sincerely offended, you know, like he thought I was some sort of crackpot or something, you know. So that became like a running gag for a while. And then it just became, a sort of we started doing it as a gag. And I actually did enjoy John quite a bit when he was on the show. Yeah, Zach Galifianakis was a really nice guy. I mean, he was probably the most down guest that came through, and he did invite me to his Christmas party, and I did end up not intentionally being one of the first guests to arrive, but it just so happened that way. I mean, I was an hour after they said to be there, and I thought I gave plenty of time for people to arrive, but I guess the new thing is to arrive 2 hours a year after the start time.
Yeah, fashionably late.
Yeah.
Oh, celebrities.
But I had a nice conversation with him, and then Will Arnett showed up, and he was very down to earth as well, and I was talking to the two of them for quite a bit before people started arriving.
Oh, that's
Mike. Cool.
Yeah.
Are you friendly with the most controversial celebrity guest, Paul F. Tompkins?
Oh, yeah, no. Paul was great to me. You know, I mean, I never had any problems with Paul.
Yeah.
You know, that was...
Oh, yeah, you didn't work with him, so you didn't have the opportunity.
Yeah, well, that was it. You know, I mean, that whole thing was because they had a falling out over a project they were involved with, and it was, you know, from my understanding, Paul does kind of have a temper, and... Tom, unfortunately, came on the wrong end of it, you know, and it was too bad when that happened, because,
They were really fun together.
They did some great shows when he was on there, and, it was too bad when that happened.
So you feel all right about me broadcasting this part, Mike?
What, are we going to have, like, updates on what you think is good and what's not good, Frederick?
Well, that would be nice.
let's have a post-show show. We'll talk later about that, you know?
Okay.
Frederick has posted something. I haven't listened to it because I was telling him I can't listen to myself. You know, I don't listen to the archive shows. If the show gets good feedback, I'm happy. But I can't go back and listen to myself on the radio because it makes me squirm. And Fredericks initially wanted to do something. Oh, here's a new person we can add. Fredericks had some possible topics he wanted to throw out there.
Yeah, and anybody's free. I don't know if I'd recognize everybody's voice. So when you're responding, feel free, but maybe just say, hey, this is BC saying, hey, I don't give a damn, or, you know, whatever the case is.
Right.
If you can only say that would be wonderful.
I'll try to keep it to that.
All right, we're going to establish characters, and BC, you're the I don't give a damn guy.
Who's BC again?
It's Mike's. Mike Kelly, I think it might be displaying as.
Who's our first?
I really don't give a damn, though.
So how are you guys doing without the best show? That's my first question.
Oh, okay. That wasn't on the list.
Are you finding new things to do on Tuesday nights, or are you lost, helpless? What's the consensus?
Well, we're lost enough to be here.
Yeah, lost enough to be here, that's for sure, yeah.
I see a new person has joined, Brian.
Hey, I used Captain Beefheart last week.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thanks for keeping things so clear, Captain.
You got it. I'm now Brian, my real name.
And where are you calling in from?
Rochester, New York.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Beefheart. You writing this down, Mike?
I'm trying to remember it.
Well, this is something new.
Frederick.
I think watching Mike and Frederick's try to navigate doing this is going to be as fun as whatever it is.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Well, it is Mike's Skype thing. I'm just the associate producer.
AP Frederick.
It's AP Frederick. Although I wanted you to be co-host.
Okay. I mean, but I have to up my salary. I'm sick of what I'm making now.
Well, we can always get that Frederick soundboard to come in as the AP if Frederick's is just the co-host.
Yeah.
Do you have access to that soundboard?
No.
No?
I got nothing. I didn't even record it.
No?
No.
Someone has to have it.
It's just gone. I thought this stuff on the internet lasted forever. I'm so disappointed. Anyway.
Mike?
Oh, go ahead.
Can I ask Mike a question? Mike, how are you coping without the best show?
Who are you? PC.
It's PC.
Sorry.
All right. PC Mike.
PC Mike.
Fredericks.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm missing the show too, you know, because I'm still sort of not in such a great place personally, you know. I mean, I'm still looking for sort of permanent employment. I've been doing, you know, bartending, and I've been doing some freelance work. I think I'm going to have like a temporary thing next month for somebody I've done some freelance work with. He's going out on, I guess, paternity leave.
Okay.
You know, men get to take some time off when they have children now, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think I may be filling in for him for a few weeks, he said. But otherwise, yeah, it's still, you know, not so great for me personally as far as job-wise. And the best show was a nice little break during the week. You know, it was like, you know, it was like something to get my mind off of things, have fun. And, yeah, it was a great thing. So I miss it for that reason. I think I've mentioned it to some people already that, you know, Tom's trying to get it going quickly, you know, the online thing. I'm not privy to all the details. You know, he's doing it. He had he made contact with somebody who worked on Mark Maron's podcast, who was going to do, I guess, the technical work to get the show going. And from what I understand, he wants to basically keep it as a live phone-in type show, you know, pretty much the same type of show, which he sort of has to because John is often touring and, you know, he's not always available. The one thing that he hadn't, as far as I know, figured out where to host the show, because he wants to, you know, make it accessible to people who may be in New York, which is, you know, more likely that guests would be coming in from New York. That was the good thing about Jersey City. You know, we had the PATH train ran right to the station, and so people could get in and out of New York pretty easily. I guess that's one of the main things he's got to figure out, where he wants to host the show from.
Spike's basement.
Mike's basement.
Spike's basement.
Oh, Spike's basement.
I was thinking Mass's basement.
Oh.
Whose basement?
Mass's Tavern.
Oh, Mass's. Yeah, well, yeah, we do have some space down there.
That weird couch I've seen down there.
Oh, it's kind of scary. Yeah. I mean, we have the makeshift bar. I don't know if I ever told this story that when Mass's has been renovated a couple of times, and you know, the bar is literally only half of the space. Then we have like a sort of sub-basement. You go down a couple steps and you're in this sort of basement area where we pretty much just keep the stock. But there is a sort of makeshift bar they built down there for when there were renovations up front. And there have been a couple of them. And one time, they didn't even have the makeshift bar set up at the time. They literally had plywood sitting on a couple garbage cans. And people would just sort of sit around this thing, and my uncle would serve them beers and so on. And, you know, they got so accustomed to the basement and the plywood on top of the garbage cans that when the bar was ready up front, they didn't want to leave. they wanted to stay down in the basement, you know? So, yeah, drinkers' masses can be peculiar, to say the least.
Radio station cleanliness was also a topic of the discussions we had.
Does everyone, I mean, there's so many DJs, is the studio kept clean? Or there's some...
This is all, inside baseball, but...
That's what I want to hear, man.
They all have chores. There's a list of chores that each DJ has to perform.
The quality of Mike's call was degraded as we were victims of our own success and had too many people on the line at once.
And Tom's chore was emptying out the...
I've included it because Mike explains Tom's humbleness and his willingness to work at FMU just like anybody else.
And Tom's chore was emptying out the garbage cans, I believe, in the studio, and there was one in the back room. And so Tom was emptying the trash after every one of his shows.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good trouble. Awesome.
Yeah. Kept him humble.
But I work at a radio station, so that stuff's interesting to me. You know?
That's how they did it. You know, and it makes sense. You know, this way, you know, it doesn't fall on one person. Everybody shares in the cleanup activities.
So it is kind of like the monkeys then, huh? So these were a few of the highlights of our first endeavor into Mike's Skype thing. If you get a chance, join us on Tuesday
at 9 p.m.
Get in touch with AP Mike on Skype. Bayonne Mike. Oh, I gotta find out.
Michael Lisk, L-I-S-K, at Skype. You'll know you have the right one when you see the picture of our hero standing at the bar at Mass's Tavern. Thanks for listening.